Stay a while, stay a while, stay here with me.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:01. I'm Brent Allen. Plan on scattered showers for today. We are currently sitting at 56 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A man was arrested for allegedly breaking into the Sonoma home of a dead person and stealing their valuables on Sunday. A family member of the person who died told authorities they went to the home on Cherry Street to find several doors open or unlocked and that a lock on the garage was cut off. Numerous items were missing. Deputies found surveillance footage from another house that showed two men coming to the home several times and leaving with a large white bag of items each time. Deputies recognized the men in the video and contacted them. One of them, in the back of 37-year-old Joshua Miller's truck, was the same white bag with all of the items. During a patrol on Saturday, Santa Rosa police officers noticed two men that appeared to be loitering on Sunset Avenue. After contacting them and a probable cause search, police found a concealed, loaded .45 caliber handgun on 22-year-old Santa Rosa resident Jose Rubio, who is a convicted felon. He was arrested. The other individual was a juvenile who was taken home and handed over to his parents. Democrats Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, along with Republican Steve Garvey, will all take the stage tonight for the first debate for the seat vacated by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. The debate starts at 6 p.m. live from the University of Southern California. A Kansas couple has been charged with fraudulently collecting more than $215,000 in retirement benefits on behalf of a dead relative while they concealed his body inside of their home for 6 years. Authorities say Mike Carroll's pacemaker showed that he died in 2016 at the age of 81. But Overland Park police did not discover his body until 2022 after his son-in-law, Kirk Ritter, called police to finally report his death. Ritter and his wife continued to collect his retirement benefits the entire time. Well, if you're headed to Disneyland in 2024, just a heads up for you, the Haunted Mansion is now closed for an extended renovation. Most of the work will be outside, as Imagineers are creating a new experience for those waiting in line to get into their Doom Buggy, and a new gift shop will also be added at the end of the ride. Some interior refreshing is expected as well. No date has been given for reopening, but if the weather cooperates, Disney hopes it will be ready around the time when Tiana's Bayou Adventure opens later on this year. We now know why a former mobster stole a pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. He thought they really had rubies on them. The lawyer for Terry John Martin said that Martin was led to believe the shoes were insured for $1 million because of the rubies. Once Martin found out the rubies were made of glass, he got rid of the shoes less than 2 days after stealing them back in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Martin had never seen The Wizard of Oz. The shoes were recovered in 2018. Martin pleaded guilty in October. Prosecutors are recommending the judge sentence Martin to time served because he's in quite poor health and is expected to live less than 6 months. It is now 8:05 at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll turn to CHP officer Shane Young. Hello there, Shane. How are the roads right now?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report. Traffic is starting to slow down on northbound 101 from Hearn to College. and on 12 eastbound as you approach Farmers Lane. You can expect a slowdown on 101 as you approach Petaluma Boulevard North. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
You know that feeling when your McDonald's breakfast hits so hard you're about to turn around and go back for more? Yep, that right there is the reason why we have BOGO for a dollar. And right now, all the hits are part of this deal. So buy a savory sausage McMuffin or a loaded sausage burrito with green chilies. Or pick crispy hash browns and choose another for just $1. Get yourself seconds the first time. And don't forget to order ahead, only in the McDonald's app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, Stanford women's basketball coach Tara Vandeveer is now the all-time winningest coach in college basketball with 1,203 wins. Nick Dunlop became the first amateur in 33 years to win on the PGA Tour by capturing the American Express on Sunday. The last amateur to win? That was Phil Mickelson back in 1991. Your forecast. Scattered showers are up for today with a high around 60. We could pick up around a quarter inch if we get some heavier downpours, but plenty of dry breaks in there too. Tonight, just a slight chance of a shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early. Then mostly cloudy with low 60s. Looks like more rain by Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The weekend box office numbers are in. The number one movie was Mean Girls, which earned another $11.7 million domestically in its second weekend. The Beekeeper came in second, followed by Wonka in third. Anyone But You was number four, Migration fifth. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You're listening to the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, things you never say to me. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love.
Just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken. Just bend and we can learn to love again. It's 101.1 KZST. Overcast and misty this morning. We'll see low 60s on the way around wine country. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now I bring you Sonoma County's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. We'll start off with the good. Carter's Children's Clothing Store is set to open in the spring at the Santa Rosa Plaza Mall. It will be located next to Bath and Body Works. The bad, the price of a forever stamp just went up 2 cents from 66 to 68 cents, said to be the fifth price increase in 2 years. It took effect yesterday. And the ugly, the starting price point for local crabbers as the commercial crab season finally kicks off. Sonoma County fishermen and fisherwomen are frustrated with a price of $3 per pound across California. The processors are apparently paying a lot more in Oregon. Come on. And that's Sonoma County's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I don't know what he does to make you cry, but I'll be there to make you smile. I don't have a fancy car to get to you. I walk 1,000 miles. I don't care if he buys you nice things. Does his gifts come from the heart? I don't know, but if you were my girl, I'd make it so we'd never be apart. Tell me your problems, I'll try my best to kiss them all away.
Does he leave when you need him the most? Does his friends get on your side? Baby, please, I'm on my knees, praying for the day that you'll be mine. But my love is all.
County's KZST. It is time to check traffic once again. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Shane Young in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How are those roadways?
Good morning. You can expect the usual commute traffic on eastbound 12 approaching Farmers Lane and northbound 101 from Hearn through College. Other than that, no accidents or other incidents report. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Good morning to you. It is 8:21, 56 degrees, overcast skies, drizzly today. We'll see temperatures in the low 60s around wine country.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Easy Cater presents We've Got Your Back. Up singers.
Backing you up.
So I order food on Easy Cater for a meeting with a new client in Jackson.
Gotta feed clients in Jackson.
On my way to the airport, it hits me. The client is actually in Jacksonville.
Feed clients in Jacksonville.
So I call Easy Cater. Nina picks up right away.
Gotta fix it for you.
She called me right back and said you're all set.
Nina fixed the Jackson accident.
Jacksonville? Easy Cater has your back with 24/7 support. Order at EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
This week at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill, mix or match 2 or more 6-ounce packs of fresh and delicious blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries, or 16-ounce packs of strawberries for just $2.77 each. Savings you can count on, in-store or online, only at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill.
KZST.
I feel by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place, 'cause 'Cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So never the right time, whenever you're cold. Went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Or every moment I started to play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this won't.
Is 8:25, 56 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good Monday morning to you, and up next,
here's another doing good in our community shout out from Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Well, this goes out to the newly retired Cotati Police Chief Michael Parrish, who led the department for 13 years. We want to acknowledge you, say thank you. He implemented new technology. His department was the first in Sonoma County to have all of its police officers use body cameras. Congratulations to former Cotati Chief of Police, Michael Parrish, and do enjoy that retirement.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZSE in Santa Rosa.